Welcome to the Left Coast Lean, a podcast about the best coast, the Left Coast. Quick thanks to our sponsor, Cafea, and to Chill Gabe for our theme music.
I gotta say, I'm loving Chill Gabe's theme music.
So am I.
It's
very, super, very
it's
chill.
Super chill, bro. Super chill.
I just like to just lay back, put on some Chill Gabe, and relax.
I might do that tonight.
Yeah.
Laying down in bed, Chill Gabe on the tunes on my Alexa app. Just chill.
Ooh. Like it. I like it. Dude, here we go. Episode 2. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited. You know, quick turnaround from episode 1, which was a long turnaround from the pilot, but we're happy to be on more of a consistent cadence here.
Yeah, we're just, we're figuring out what works and what doesn't, and let's do it.
Summer League. Okay. Can we talk about, before we talk about the specific headlines here, let's talk about Summer League in general. Have you come across any particular sport that has as much fandom as Summer League does?
No.
I know they're like spring training isn't like this.
Well, people go to spring training to go to Arizona, but like we went to spring training and we didn't watch any basketball. People go to actually watch these games.
Oh, you mean we went to spring training, we didn't watch any baseball?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, you said basketball. Okay. Good.
Oh, I mean, I got basketball in the mind. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you. Like, we went to one game and we didn't really pay attention. We drank a lot and we did the mile per hour throw, and that's all I really remember.
And we yelled at George Contos. He asked us what the score of the March Madness game was.
That is true. He was really engaged.
But no, I agree. Summer League, it's what, 4 or 5 games per team? It's not even like a legitimate game. You can't foul out or something. It's like 10 fouls per person, something ridiculous. Like, yeah,
it's really hard to foul out. It's 10 players per game. And I got to say, I'm not a big Lakers fan, but shout out to the Lakers fan for showing up more to Summer League than they do their own regular season games. How about that? Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, they got the future. They got the truth.
Which
Lonzo.
Which that hysteria is a little too much in my opinion. Little too much.
Can we just talk about his first two Summer League games on like opposite ends of the spectrum? Just like first game, 2 for 15, 1 from 11 from 3-point. Second game, triple double.
11 across the board.
After the first game, people are like, fucking worst draft pick ever. He's so bad. After the second game, he's the truth.
What's great is these fucking Laker fans, man. Every time he does this a regular pass, they freak out like it's a Magic Johnson behind the back fake pass. Calm it down, Laker fans. Calm it down. Let the dude play. His shot does not get prettier with age. It's bad.
No. Well, so the analysis is that his shot is so bad, and he was shooting deep, like NBA threes in college because he could, but now when he shoots NBA threes, it's shot so bad, it's so easy to block. So he's shooting from like 3 feet beyond the arc, and he's not even hitting. It's like he's airballing shots.
I'm telling you, man, he's going to struggle. He's going to be a mediocre player. His dad's going to be more famous than he is.
Well, you know, his stock is going up and down. But what's really going down is the big baller brand stock. There was a video of him trying to like cut and his shoe just gave out and he just ate shit on the floor.
Everybody is giving him shit about that. I think even Della Don tweeted. No, I know Della Don tweeted about it saying that I hope his shoe comes apart. He should have signed with Nike. So great. What a great brand ambassador right there.
I mean, but people are talking. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, right? Like people are not stopping talking about Lonzo and the Bulls.
I think what bothers that situation is it's not him who's like creating the talk, and it's his dad. And so everyone just like really dislikes his dad for being outlandish about his son, who had up to this week had played 0 games in the NBA, and he was calling him the savior, and he was going to take the Lakers to the playoffs. And you know, it's only a matter of time before he's like the dad is going to be blaming other players. It's only a matter of time. He already said it. He goes, Lonzo had a bad game after the first game. Lonzo had a bad game, and they still only lost by 3 or 4. Imagine if he has just a decent game. They're going to win. He's going to take this team to the playoffs. It's ridiculous, man.
And he was talking about how he was like, someone asked him about the stat, like the triple double. He's like, stats don't matter. It's all about if you win.
Which actually, I kind of appreciate, but.
Well, the Lakers fans won't after this year. So
they're 0-2 in Summer League, aren't they?
Did you see them on, I don't know if it was WrestleMania or WWE or whatever, they were doing wrestling? Like, this guy is a good promoter. I'll tell you what, if basketball doesn't work out for his kids, he can go to Vegas and promote the shit out of some clubs.
He's a low-key, in-shape dude, too. I thought he was kind of a fatty, but he took that shirt off. I'm like, whoa, LeVar, good for you, man.
Doing some push-ups.
By the way, he's a Coug.
I did not know that.
He's a Coug.
And what is a Coug, TJ?
Yeah, for our listeners, I went to the well-established Washington State University, and we are the Cougars, so if you hear me on this podcast, say, go Cougs! That's why. So, interesting. Also, some Coug news today. Aaron Baines signs with the Boston Celtics.
I'm going to be honest. No one gives a shit about that.
Aaron Baines, go Cougs, Aussie. That was quite the tangent from Ball. I like that. That was a good riff. I really appreciate it. Let's do more of those.
I'll try my best.
Okay, so the bigger news, kind of sad news, is Markelle Fultz gets hurt in the Summer League game, Sixers versus Warriors. Looked a lot worse than it actually was. He had to be helped off. It turns out it's just a simple ankle sprain, but he is done for Summer League. They're not even going to risk it.
That sounds about normal for the Sixers. It's about, you know, they need one of these injuries every single year. I mean, geez, they've had some bad string of injury, bad luck. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I think of their last five rookies. So Simmons, who am I thinking of? Simmons, Embiid,
Okafor, Noel,
and who's the other guy that we're thinking of? We're missing? Oh, Todd, I guess those are first round picks. I was thinking Saric, but was Saric a second round pick?
I don't remember.
We can cut that out.
Or we won't.
Or we'll just leave it. Who cares at this point? We got two subscribers. But I think only Okafor played in that rookie year, and it was like 53 games in his very first season. So hopefully that's not the case with Fultz. I'm pretty excited about the Sixers this year, but bummer for him. Warriors win the Summer League. They're 2-0. This team can't lose.
They're pretty good.
Pretty exciting. Damian Jones looks really good.
He looks really, really good. Really good.
So does Pat McCaw just launching for his life.
That's what happens when you get minutes in the finals.
God.
Summer League ain't no thing.
I don't know if you watched the game or not, but they interviewed Bob Myers during the game, and he is just, I just want to be friends with him. Just like really good friends with him. Like maybe hit the golf links, maybe, you know, have a margarita, just hang out with him. He's just a good dude.
Tall guy, great, good looking guy, great hair. He's got everything going on.
I just want to be like really good. I bet you if we invited him to one of our fantasy drafts,
he'd say no.
But he would respond and say no. He wouldn't just ignore it. He would respond. I feel like that's a good step.
Well, there's only one way to shoot. Shoot or shoot, Teach. Shoot or shoot.
That's my motto. Another headline out of here is Dennis Smith, rookie point guard drafted by the Mavericks at number 9. He's got ups.
He's got ups.
He's really, really good. Really good. Worldwide Wob on Twitter made the comparison. By the way, if you guys aren't following this guy, Worldwide Wob on Twitter, you're missing out. He is one of the best basketball Twitter followers there is. Anyways, he compared him to having Derrick Rose rookie ups.
Ooh, pre-injury.
Pre-injury. Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing for those who are listening. But no, he's really good, dude. He's tough. He can handle the ball. He had Chris Dunn on him, who started quite a bit of games this year in the association. So having him all over him and holding his own was a really good sign. And I think the passing of the torch is going to happen this year between Dirk and Dennis Smith. This is going to be Dennis Smith's team before you know it.
Carlisle was smiling from ear to ear if you watch those highlights.
They always said that coming out, he just needed direction. He had like one of the worst coaches situations at North Carolina State last year. So having some direction is really going to help him out. And then the final thing I wanted to talk about was Harden cashing out major extension here. So he's going to be the first one to take the Supermax. So 4-year extension at $228 million. That's getting paid. I think in the last year, he's going to be getting about $46 million, which equates
Harden, throw me some of those bucks. You don't need all of them. Throw me a couple dollars.
at some point, you're just going to be like, how much money do you really need? Like, how much do you really need? Like, how much is too much for you to be like, I don't need any more? Now, this is a loaded question because you are Jewish.
Oh, we're going there on a Sunday, huh? Okay. How much money is too much money to the point where I'm like, this is too much money for me to have?
Yeah,
like in the bank account.
I believe the kids call it fuck you money.
Yeah, fuck you money. $500 million.
Okay, so we know if you ever get to $500 million, that after that, you know, we should be coming to you and be like, okay, hey Forrest, come on.
Done.
Help us out.
You heard it here first.
Let's work on getting 500 subscribers on this podcast.
Yeah, one step at a time. One thing I want to talk about NBA contracts.
Sure, go.
Can we talk about the max?
Yes.
And how the NBA needs to get rid of it.
The max. Okay, so explain more.
So right now there is a cap on how much a player can make from any given team based off of how long he's been in the league, how long he's played for a certain team. You know, right now Steph got the most money he could get from the Warriors. They paid him every single dollar that he could get. And given the structure of the CBA and the way these contracts are set up, we are in the place to get, you know, we can sign Steph to the max. We can sign Durant for a 2-year deal and give him, you know, a certain amount of money per year. Same with Clay, same with Draymond, which I love as an NBA, like as a Warriors fan, to be able to have that set up. But, and I think LeBron even tweeted this out, the NBA, just from a parity perspective, to like level the playing field for everyone, they should get rid of the max for a player. Like still have the salary cap, so you still have X amount of dollars you can spend. But you're telling me that Curry's worth, you know, 20% of a payroll? Like, I disagree. I think he's worth 90%, whatever it is.
I get what you're saying. So it's up to the teams to decide how much they want to spend on any given player for any given time.
Like, the difference between the max per year that Durant could have gotten if he signed, like, an extension versus, like, yes, he could have gotten up to 31. He signed less to keep the team around. But if it was on the table for him to be earning $90 million a year, do you think he leaves that on the table? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there does need to be some sort of time cap, meaning, like, you can't just be like, 20 years, $1 billion. You can't, like, I think there's got to be some, because otherwise, if it gets signed, that player is instantly untradeable by half the teams over him, right?
Ah, the Bobby Bonilla contract.
But that's yeah, exactly. I'm actually all for that. I think it makes sense, but I think you should be able to, like, the most you can make is like a 6-year or something like that.
I mean, there's ways that you can set up like whatever those restrictions are, but basically making it so players are actually paid by the team for what they're actually.
I think the reason why the Supermax comes in and is beneficial, and the idea around it, is to prevent situations of kind of what happened with Gordon Hayward, right? To give the Utah Jazz a better opportunity to keep a player that they drafted by being able to offer more money. But what I think is a bigger issue is that teams now are starting to, players are starting to take less deals for the team for shorter periods so they can keep on getting more and more as the cap kind of levels up.
That's what LeBron's been doing for the last 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you got rid of the Supermax, I argue that Utah could say, all right, Gordon Hayward, you're basically right now you could get paid the same from us or from Boston or from Houston, but it's like, fuck it, we're gonna give you $90 million a year. How much is Boston gonna be able to give you if they're already paying out someone like Horford or IT, or if the Heat's already paying out whoever it is? Like, basically, yeah, you could only have like one of those big contracts on your team at once. You're spreading the talent around in the league. And now, are there 30, you know, premier NBA guys in the league? Probably not, but at least you're ensuring every team's only gonna have at least one top guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting idea. I would also like to kind of add in like stronger penalties to the cap in that situation, because that way you'd be able to really penalize players.
So, but basically you'd have a hard cap that you can't go over. Like, you just wouldn't be able to go over it.
There'd have to be some sort of penalty of going over.
Like, or you're just not allowed to go over.
What would be the penalty if you couldn't go over a cap?
There wouldn't be a penalty. You just couldn't go over. So, let's just say it's $100 million, right? I'm just use round numbers. Let's say the salary cap is $100 million. You have 15 guys on your bench. So literally the most someone could make is $85 million or whatever, or like whatever the vet minimum is up to that amount, because then the rest of those roster spots we fill up by minimum contracts.
See, that's the point where that's the thing where I'm a little eerie on that situation, because then it gets very top heavy. Like if you're somebody like, so we'll do Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's a great example, or Draymond Green. So let's say a team's out there go and spend 70% of their cap on a superstar, right? Where does that leave someone like Draymond or Klay if they don't happen to get that major, percentage of a team's cap? Like, they just have to take massive pay cuts.
Well, I don't think it'd be a massive pay cut. Right now, they're getting what? What are they making a year? 20?
No, but I'm saying they would instantly be eliminated from any team that would spend 70% or more on one player of a cap if it was $100 million.
Yeah, but we can use an example from one of our fantasy football leagues last year, right? Like, we did an auction draft, and we had an amount of money that we could bid on a player. Or for, you had $100 you could bid on two players. And I and myself and my teammate bid $99 of our $100 on David Johnson. And no one else wanted to match that or equal that bet or that bid. And other teams were kind of bidding 50 and 50, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of, like, is there talent out there to justify spending 70%, or are we going to throw, can we get two mid-tier guys like a Klay and like a, I don't know, DeMar DeRozan or something, where we're paying a little bit less than what like a superstar would get. I don't know, just thoughts.
I think it's interesting. I kind of like the idea. I also like the idea of somehow getting rid of tanking and cutting the league by a certain amount and doing like relegation or something.
Ooh.
But more importantly, I also want this new G League. The D League is now called the G League. I want the G League to I want each team to have their own G League team, so then now we can kind of just get rid of this whole one and done situation, letting players come out of college or force them to go to college, and then this way the G League can be a natural minor league system. But
yeah,
the payment's got to make sense from like a salary standpoint, but I think it's going to be a great idea, and that's where we're trending anyways.
I mean, making them go to college for 1 year is the biggest joke anyway. Like, if they know they're going to be one and done, they're not going to try. Like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think there should be some sort of situation where if you do decide to go to college, though, then it has to be minimum 2 years.
Minimum 2 years, and, you know, you have some type of, like, if you come out of college, your contract is X, versus if you come out when you're high school, your contract is, you know, Y.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
There's a lot of work the NBA needs to do, but as of right now, Summer League is just absolutely killing it. Like, Summer League has been super entertaining. I just sat down all yesterday night and just watched Summer League games of just players I don't know, and just watching guys like weak-ass Lauri Markkanen go and just drain threes and actually look halfway decent. So
You look good.
That's why I love Summer League. Next year, we'll be there in person. Left Coast Lean Podcast, we will be there.
Media credentials or not. Is that a guarantee?
As credentialed media, or just random Joe Schmoes who paid $3 for five games in the back row,
yelling from section 224, top row,
yelling about Michael. Oh, what's that guy's name for next year? The 2018 stud. What is his name? He's going to Missouri. Michael Porter.
Yeah,
that kid's going to be the real deal. There's going to be some massive tanking going on. Massive.
Don't the Celtics have the Nets pick next year? They have a swap.
The Sixers have the pick if it's the number one overall, I think. But they don't have it if it's 2 through 5, and they don't have it if it's like...
No, don't the Celtics have the right to swap with the Nets next year?
But it's protected.
Okay.
Either way. So I want to talk about... Because we're talking about how great Summer League is, I actually want to talk about how boring baseball is to watch during the day. I spent a good portion of the day watching baseball for fantasy reasons. We're actually matched up today in fantasy, so it's pretty entertaining to try and follow, or if you wanted to follow, but you have to use things like Yahoo Stat Tracker. So I was thinking here, had a couple beers, and I was like, this has got to be better. This is so difficult for me to just follow these guys here. They need to have a baseball red zone. And I think it has the opportunity to be like the best thing ever. So my idea is, and I have no idea how this would work technology wise, but the idea is you would plug in your team of whoever it is that your team, who's on your fantasy team or whatever players that you want to follow. And then it would automatically go to that game when your player was either at bat, or it would like split screen it whenever your pitcher was, is pitching and you have somebody at bat, or you have two guys at a bat and one guy pitching. Like, it would automatically do that for you, so you can watch everything that happens in real time on one screen, rather than having, if you have MLB package or extra innings, whatever it's called, you have to go and manually do it yourself while following on your phone or like on Stat Tracker or something.
So my follow up to that, just to play devil's advocate, is how many people actually play fantasy baseball?
Quite a bit. It's definitely.
No, I know there are people out there that play, but like I don't think the market for fantasy baseball is as big as the market for like fantasy football per se.
Do you think that's why Red Zone was so successful, or why Red Zone was created was for fantasy purposes?
Well, so I don't necessarily say it, I don't think it was created for fantasy purposes, because besides having your player stats at the bottom of the screen, you're not seeing like your players when they're on the field, right? Like, it. Granted, fantasy is tied to scoring, so yes, when you're inside the red zone, I guess by some extension, yes. But I don't think it was directly attributed to fantasy. I just think it was attributed to the fact that like people don't want to have a choice of watching two games, or they don't want to shell out for red zone or Sunday ticket and watch, you know, every single game. So it was just more of a mixture of like making the entertainment factor up. But I still think that premise could apply to baseball, right? Like, sitting through some fucking boring ass games, and I wouldn't be like switching live. Like, okay, whenever there's a hit, you can switch and show it like 2 seconds after, like a minute after, whatever that is. But you know, getting out of that monotony of just watching the same baseball game for 3 hours, because baseball games are fucking slow.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how do they make that better? Baseball's struggling right now because it's not as engaging as it once was, where, you know, you didn't have all these options to watch all these games that were being televised all the time. Now with baseball, like, you have to manually go and watch a game like all the way through if you want to actually watch it. So for example, the Giants are terrible this year, and we know we're Giants fans. And so I have no desire to watch this shitty team, but I do have a desire to see my pitcher pitch against the Giants whenever their inning is up and pitching. Or if I had somebody who's playing against the Giants, I want to see that at bat. I wake up every single morning, no joke, Forrest. I do this. This is the first thing I do every single morning. Here's my routine. I wake up, I grab my phone, I check my stats from the last night. I watch highlights, I get up, I go for a run, I come back after my run, and I put on Quick Pitch with Heidi Watney, and I watch the highlights, the full highlights of the entire game for an hour while I cool down after my run before I go to work. That's ridiculous. I shouldn't have to do that. I want Quick Pitch, it live. In real, not in real, that doesn't make any sense, but I want it to be similar to Red Zone.
I gotcha. Now, what Red Zone has going for that is that, you know, it's on a Sunday. The majority of the population is not working on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the market for this going to be when, you know, half the games are, or most of the games are during the week, people are working? Like, would it just be a weekend thing? Would this be during the week? Like, what are you thinking here?
I think it would be something that you subscribe to that you pay for, like Red Zone. Well, now Red Zone's so popular that it's included, but this would be something that you would pay for, and you just plug in your player. So anytime you go into it, it would just be like an application that would just start going. Whenever you had a player up, it would just show your player.
And MLB, you hear this? MLB, I know you're listening. Subscriber number 3, I know you're listening to this. Let's go.
We'll hit you up on Twitter. DM us.
We just want a small cut. Small like, cut. Like 35%.
Strong to quite strong marketing department as we speak right now. Right, Forrest, you made a big purchase here.
Yeah. I'm what you call a massive consumer of goods and services.
What would be your persona if you got bucketed into a persona? Are you fit the mold of a standard 30 to 45 year old? Are you more like a 15 to 30 year old? Like, how do you consider your purchases?
So like I subscribe to this monthly box for like men's shit.
Promo. Give them the free promo.
Free promo. Free shout out. Bespoke post.
Ooh, yeah. Come on. We need some more sponsors.
Like I just got a humidifier and some cigars and like a really nice lighter for $60. And I've gotten like whiskey glasses and whiskey rocks and like a really nice weekend bag. So like that it's just shit. Like I definitely don't need any of that shit. I just love getting it so I have it. And I'm not by any means like a hoarder. I just like spending money on shit that I think will make my life better.
Have you smoked cigars yet?
No, I'm actually training for a half marathon, which leads into this purchase that I made yesterday. So in training for a half marathon, I hate running with my phone because I have a 6S Plus iPhone. Apple, sponsor, if you want to get in on this, let us know.
We're still looking for sponsors. We'll give you the details. We'll send over our terms and services after.
So I hate running with my phone, and also men's running shorts are awful because the pockets, like you look at like women's like yoga pants, they have that little fucking zipper thing in the back to hold their phone perfectly. There's no men's shorts that hold phones, and it makes me
6 pluses or 7 pluses. That's for sure.
It makes me mad. Like it's just flopping all around. So I finally gave in and I bought the Apple Watch. So because I was under the impression, which it's accurate, you don't need to run with your phone to use the Apple Watch. It has GPS. It can store your music through the apps, which is phenomenal. You have Bluetooth headphones and you run. Great. I'm in. Sold. I go in. I buy the watch. I upload automatically all the apps from my phone to the watch. Get the Bluetooth headphones. I'm scrolling through the watch and I don't fucking see Spotify. And I literally got the watch so I could listen to music while I run. And I've been a loyal Spotify user for the last, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years. And the fact that one of the largest music providers out there doesn't have an app for the Apple Watch blows my fucking mind. Like I almost walked back and returned it. I really did.
It's so the struggle is real, Forrest. I went through the same problem when I got mine. I actually knew it before I purchased it. And so I pushed it off for a very long time. I'm like, nope, not going to do it. It's too important to them to not have an app. They're going to have an app. I waited like 2-3 months because I did some research and they said that it was going to come out in the summer, which here we are now, July 9th. And it's still not out there. So I still have Spotify, but I signed up for the three-month trial period for Apple Music to listen to that. So now what I have to do is I have to go to my running mix that I made on Spotify, and then I have to download those find those on Apple Music, download those to my Apple Watch so I have those ready to run. Because it is, I'm with you, it's an absolute fucking joke that they don't have an Apple Watch app. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There was
I gotta be honest. I'm definitely disappointed in Spotify, but I'm gonna throw a little of that shade back at you as well.
Oh.
Because you were a proponent for me to get an Apple Watch. You've been suggesting it for a couple weeks. You're like, it's great. And you never shared this information.
It is great. It's one of the best purchases I've ever made. I hate watches, but I absolutely love this thing.
I'm excited to wear it in the shower and take phone calls from the shower.
Or are you gonna make sure you have to put on waterproof mode?
There is no waterproof mode. It's just waterproof.
No, there's definitely 100% of waterproof mode. 100%.
That's not what they said in the store.
No, they are trying. Apple's trying to get you to fuck up and make you pay another $500 for it. That's their goal. That's their end game. We all know what their end game is. They're probably, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go on a rant here. They're probably the ones who won't allow Spotify to create an app so they get more of the market share of Spotify users to then use Apple Music.
I do love Taylor Swift. It might be a reason to move over to Apple Music.
Ooh, and also Jay-Z 444. Not on Spotify, but is on Tidal.
That's another, they're doing really well.
Does Tidal have an Apple Watch app? Is that how we're just going to gauge companies now? Does it have an Apple Watch app? Yes or no? Nope. Shitty. Don't want any
failure. Failure. They're going down. Sell your stock.
Sell it all. No, but that really sucks. But it is really rewarding to run with it with the wireless headphones. It's definitely one of the best.
Oh, no, it was great today. But because I didn't have any music on Apple Music, I had to bring my phone today on my run with the Apple Watch.
That's terrible. Yeah, you should get Apple Music right away. For 3 months, it's free. There was an app actually out there, a third-party app that built a way to put your downloaded playlist on Spotify to your phone, so you didn't have to have your phone on you. Spotify.
They just need your social security number and your ATM number, right?
It was called Snowy app, Snowy, and they being Spotify actually bought this one developer out, hoping the technology to be able to like give it out to the masses, and nothing happened. And that was in March.
Spotify, let's fucking get on. I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there in Sweden, but let's make some fucking moves, huh?
God damn it! Come on, Spotify, you're better than that. Shit. Let's take this time to thank our sponsor, Cafea. Their mission is simple, to create the healthiest coffee in the world by only roasting organic fair trade coffee beans. You can find them online at mycafea.com. That's Cafea, C-A-F-F-E-A, and follow them at Cafea_organic on Instagram and Twitter.
All right. So I think we should transition into, you know, we're going to have these like random weekly segments, and we're not going to do every single one every week. Some will be more common than the others, but we're just going to have these as like little kind of segments, if you will. So the first one that we're going to do, it's called Bad Bet of the Week, which is exactly what it sounds like, where every single week we are going to make a bad bet. And how we've come up with this idea for the bad bet, or how we decide what the bad bet is going to be, is you are going to pick a game or sporting event for me to wager on, and I am going to pick a game or sporting event for you to wager on. We're each going to bet $20. We're going to find out about what game we picked in real time, and we're just going to fucking pick what we want. And at the end of the year, we're going to see who has more money. Hopefully, some of us start winning some of these, so we just don't go to zero real quick and have to deposit more. But I don't know. We'll figure out what the winner gets at the end of the year, but it should be fun. So with that, would you like to start by sharing with me the matchup that you picked for me for this week's bad bet of the week?
I would love to do this. So we are using Bovada. Looking for a sponsor, Bovada.
Shout out Bovada.
We're looking up to Bovada, have a ton of different types of bets here. So it's going to get really weird as we do this week by week. And like Forrest
said, we can bet on a lot of different things.
A lot. And we're just going to, we'll save those for you as we go on here. But so my bet, it's Wimbledon is going on right now.
Ooh.
And I figure it's only appropriate for me to honor the Wimbledon tradition by making you bet a doubles match.
Ooh.
And unaware if these are men versus men.
Does it have a W next to?
There is nothing that it's anywhere.
I think it's a men's matchup.
So here it is. So the matchup of, and we don't have first names here either, so we're just going to go with it. We're going to go with this name. M. Danielle and M. Demoliner.
Ooh, do I have a country?
Versus, don't have a country. Because ooh, you can play with, you don't have to go by country. Like Venus Williams could play with Wozniacki if she wanted to.
Okay, that's
okay.
Fair.
So M. Danielle and M. Demoliner will be playing the fearsome twosome of K. Skupski and N. Skupski. So I'm assuming these are either brothers or sisters, or a brother and a sister if this is a co-ed match, which I don't even know if they do that in Wimbledon. But so. Danielle and Demoliner.
Can I get some odds, please?
So the spread is -1.5, and I don't know what that 1.5 is for, to be honest with you. I'm assuming matches,
games,
sets,
matches, sets?
Sets? I don't know. But the money line is -165.
For the siblings or for the others?
For Danielle and Demoliner. The siblings, Skupski and Skupski, is +135.
Whoa!
And this matchup for tomorrow is at Monday 11:30 a.m. But I don't know if that's I got to be honest with you. Don't know if this is Eastern Pacific or if it's just GMT because it is in London. So, and also, if you want to know the over-under, the over-under is Demo Liner and Danielle at over 4.5. Again, I don't know what the 4.5 is. So good luck with that bet, Forrest.
I will be. What are the names of the siblings again?
K Skupski and N Skupski.
I will be taking $20 and placing it on the money line for the Skupskis to win.
Okay, so you're taking the Skupski twins at plus 135 tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. undetermined what region time that is. So correct. We're going to go ahead and write that down. Skupski and Skupski.
$20 money line. Let's go, Skupskis.
It's incredible. Plus 135. Is that what I said?
I believe that's what you said.
135. All right. So $20. We'll figure out those odds later, but it is on there. Forrest, without further ado, please tell me which one I'm doing.
Okay. TJ, are you familiar with the English Premier League?
I am, the EPL.
Great, because this is a matchup from the Kazakhstan Premier League. It's Eastern. It's Eastern League Brother.
Eastern League Brother is the name of it?
I don't know, but it's called the Kazakhstan Premier League.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Team number one. And if we have any listeners from either of these fan bases, I apologize because I'm going to butcher these names. Team number one is Irtish Pavlodar, IRTYSH space PAVLODAR, Irtish Pavlodar versus Tobol Kostany, KOSTANAY. So the spread on this, Irtish is minus one. With a spread of with a line of plus 190, and Tobol Kostany as plus one at minus 255.
Wait.
Now, the cover is one goal. The spread is one goal.
Wait, but one team is
plus 190, and another team is minus 255.
But I thought you said that the one team that's plus 190 is minus one goal. Shouldn't if it
correct? That means the money's coming in on Tobol Kostany.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay, we're good.
A lot of money on this on the Kazakh Premier League.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, though, for the money line, Irtish Pavlodar is minus 115 to win outright. Tobol Kostany is plus 310. Now, I'd like to throw one more potential wager at you. You can actually bet on a draw at plus 215.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Gotta be honest, this is hard because initially my thought was to go with Irtish at the minus one plus 190 wager there. But once you dropped the Lovol.
Tobol Kostany.
At Tobol Kostany at plus 310. That is very intriguing. And since we're getting off early here.
Ooh. Oh, and this game is going to be Monday, 10 a.m. Again, we don't know what time zone.
Uncertain.
This could be Kazakh time. This could be
Kazakh time. Could be Kazakh time. It could be Kazakh time. Okay, we're going to go with. You know what? I want to start off on the right foot. I'm going to take Irtish at minus one goal.
Oh, to cover one goal.
To cover one goal.
Okay. TBD on what happens if they push, but we'll see. Okay.
Yeah, we're not really sure. That could probably be a loss, but we'll go Irtish. How do you spell that again?
IRTYSH space PAVLODAR.
Pavlodar. Whatever. Okay, so Irtish Pavlodar at plus 190 minus one plus 90. Okay, great, phenomenal. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens. We're probably going to we're going to be down like a grand in like a week.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be watching this from work tomorrow.
I don't know about you, but as I discussed earlier, you're going to find me in our Bovada account. We're down $3,500, and I'm going to be in a park somewhere curled up in some ripped up jean shorts and a hoodie on. It's 85 degrees out, very humid, with a Mad Dog 40-40 in my hand.
Don't worry, we're still going to make podcasts, though. We're delivering everything for our fans.
It's all about the content. Anything for you guys. All right, so that's in. We'll keep track of that, and we'll see how we do at the we'll do end of the calendar year to make it easy, assuming we're still doing this in 6 months.
Assuming our legs are still in one piece.
However, we need to come up with something for the winner, whoever wins the most amount of money. Like, okay, so if – or whoever loses the most amount of money has to pay something. Maybe it's like a really nice golf round. Maybe it's a dinner. Maybe it's a flight somewhere. Maybe – I don't know what it is. We got to do something.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out. But I think that's a good step.
All right. Kazakh Premier League. Let's go.
Kazakh Premier League. Okay, so I'm going to lead into this one because it's about Reddit. And
ooh, love Reddit.
We were talking about a story off air that you really wanted me to share with the rest of this group.
Well, let's hold on. Before we get into that, let's just kind of set the premise for this other segment. We're just going to do a weekly Reddit post, sports related, that we find funny, freaky, intriguing, whatever it is, because there is a lot of good content on Reddit. I will be the one in charge of finding said post as a frequenter of Reddit.com. The reason why TJ won't be participating is for the following reason. So go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, so you're a Reddit power user. I'm a Reddit laggard. And the reason why this happened was about 4 or 5 years ago. Reddit is still starting to, you know, pick up steam. And Forrest is telling me you should go on the basketball Reddit, the NBA Reddit. It's incredible. There's a ton of good stuff out there. I'm like, sure, why not? I'm at work, you know. I'm working in San Francisco, and I'm like, I need to, you know, do something that's a little bit, you know, waste some time, you know, on a slow Friday or whatnot. And so what happens is I decide to go and search for Reddit, not knowing what I was clicking was anything but a NBA post. And I'm hooked up to a double monitor, and the link I click is a very well-endowed woman with a very fallacious attitude who loves to get really into her fallacious attitude. So anyways, this pops up on a large screen on my monitor. I instantly shut my screen, my monitor screen. I unplug everything. I run into a conference room and delete my history as fast as I possibly could. Needless to say, I have never been on Reddit on my own since. All Reddit posts have just been links that have been sent to me. And I'm scared to go back, as it easily could have cost me my job.
Oh, that is so phenomenal. Reddit, if you're listening, we could use another sponsor.
Please. Actually, we could use a tutorial, like how to. That would be great.
Oh, that is one of my favorite stories of all time. Okay, with that. Oh, wow. Right now, we talked about baseball being a little slow right now. It's obviously the NFL offseason. There's seemingly always something going on with the NBA, and that's one of my favorite what they call subreddits on Reddit. And so there's just been a lot of really good content the last couple weeks. And so this morning, I was checking out the NBA subreddit. I found a post by user Yopi. So shout out user Yopi.
Yopi.
It might be Yopi. I don't know. It's three.
Yopi.
Anyway, this user had made a post about, you know, with Derrick Rose still in free agency, he made a collection of photos of how Rose would look on each NBA team. And there's a lot of good, you know, graphic designers out there, you know, who could easily impose NBA jerseys onto players. So you open this link thinking it's going to be, you know, Derrick Rose and a different jersey per team. And for each team, it's just him in a suit on the sideline.
Incredible. So the post that you're looking at too, and we should probably include this in our.
We will.
And we'll put it on Twitter. We'll put it in our description. But this is incredible. It's literally the same Derrick Rose face in literally
but different pictures. Different, like they're all unique suits. So he's been on the sideline that much in his career.
Literally, like 32 different suits. Completely different suits.
And the greatest thing about this entire thing is when they get to the Portland Trailblazers, whose training staff is notoriously bad, just not taking care of their players. They have him on crutches.
Unbelievable. That is a nice little dig to the Trailblazers. Brandon Roy, his knees understand that. They know the pain.
Greg Oden.
Greg. Greg.
So anyway, we'll do one of those a week. It could be anything sports related. We're definitely looking forward to that. And maybe we'll get TJ to go out and search and find one of these days.
We should like dig into Yapi and like what his deal is too. I think that'd be great just to learn a little bit more about him and what he's about and what he.
Listen, as a Reddit power user, I would kind of recommend not going down the rabbit holes of trying to learn about who these users are.
I'm just going. I just went into Yapi right now, and it is, wow, it is quite the. I can see how people get sucked into this thing. There's about five different links I want to click into. Rasheed Wallace was arrested for becoming an irate at cashier at a Piggly Wiggly restaurant when the cashier refused to let him use an expired coupon. You're telling me I don't want to click that fucking link? But if I click that link, it's going to be a fallacious woman.
Well endowed.
Well endowed, fallacious woman.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, let's, before we wrap up, there is something that we want to talk about. It's something that we're both pretty proud of and also simultaneously not proud of.
Kind of ashamed.
Yeah, so this next section is, we'll do this periodically. We won't do this every single episode or podcast or whatever you want to call these. But this is going to be what we call the Parliament Minute. So to set the stage, Forrest and I have been part of a fantasy sports league that goes across three different sports, and you can trade any player for any player across those three sports while also being a three-team or three-player keeper league for the three sports. So it gets pretty complicated. We've done it for 5 years.
Football, baseball, basketball. It's the winner at the end is the best performer across all three sports.
NASCAR standings wise.
Aggregate score.
Yeah, aggregate. The loser of this particular league has to take the SATs. So we're 5 years in. We're starting our sixth year right now. I've won the league.
Correct.
We've had 5 years. I've won the league one time. Forces has had to take the inaugural SATs. Incredible situation. We'll definitely tell that story at another time. But so far, it's been a really fun league. People don't understand how we do it, like how we track it all.
It consumes our life.
Pretty much. Like this is, let's be honest, this is all we really have. This and this podcast with two subscribers. We're still looking for some hosts. Excuse me, not hosts. We actually will be looking for some hosts after that story that I told. But we're looking for some sponsors. Okay, so the Parliament Minute. We want to bring this up because we as a league are trying to figure out what to do when we're in Vegas for our football draft come August 26th. So this is something we'll talk about a lot until the actual draft happens. So we have this saying, no one's going to book it until someone books it.
We have people in our league who are a little bit apprehensive about pulling the trigger on certain things. And we have people that, you know, like to interject their opinions about where we should go and what we should do and where we should stay, what weekend we should do it. And, there's also
shit like, oh, it's too far in advance. I can't book it. And we're like, what?
I can't commit.
It's too far in advance and I can't commit. Like, well, no, what? That doesn't make any sense. We're doing this so you can commit.
You have anything booked that weekend? No. Okay, great. We're going here.
Yeah, exactly. That's the type of shit that we got to deal with.
So we started this thing called No One Books It Until Someone Books It, where literally two people will just book a plane ticket to a certain destination and just say, all you motherfuckers better come. And it's really, you know, whoever can come, great. But this is the second time we've done it, and participation has been around 90 to 95%. It's great.
It also helps that it was Vegas. It was also Vegas both times. So we need to
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. It has happened three times. Okay, so Scottsdale was the other one. So okay, that works.
Oh, this is the third time. Yep. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. For this particular trip, myself and one other member decided to just book tickets. We just picked a weekend that we knew it would work scheduling wise for everyone to do the draft. We booked the ticket. Everyone followed suit, bought their tickets. And then 3 days later, it was announced that the same weekend was going to be Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. And everything went fucking nuts. The city started blowing up. They started offering, the plane tickets we bought went up like 3 or 4x. The hotel rooms we bought or booked went up like 5 or 6x. It was unbelievable. And people were talking about, should we sell our tickets? Should we sell our hotels to get like comps? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. We're going. We're going to be there. Let's do it. So now we're getting into like the fun part of figuring out what we're going to do scheduling wise. And it's going to be a wild trip.
Well, I think also we're not at the age where we used to be like, you know what? We don't need to do anything. We're going to be in Vegas. We're going to be drinking all day. We're going to be just getting rowdy and we're going to just we don't need to do shit. But we're at an age now where we have to kind of have stuff a little scheduled. Like half of us are married and have been over a year married. Some of us aren't married at all and not even close to a relationship. Some of us have kids. So it's like the feel of the group is kind of like in this weird situation where some of us don't feel like we need to go and just get
blacked out drunk.
Well, I mean, inevitably you're going to be toeing that line when you're in Vegas, right? But I think like ultimately you can't just like, oh, we're going to have a good time and just do that only. That doesn't fly anymore. So I'm like thinking we need to do something. Like, do we get a cabana? Do we get a table? Are we too old for a table? But we can afford a table because we're older. Should we do just Top Golf? Should we go see a show? Like, what the fuck do we do, man? I don't know what the fuck to do.
Do we go to the fight? It also happens to be the weekend of the Big Three Championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was the original reason why we went, but now no one seems to give a shit about that. So we're just playing ideas. For any of our listeners out there, if you have any suggestions, recommendations, throw them our way. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, who knows? We might also live podcast from there. You know, we got a little to-go mic that we could potentially use, so we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, we'll keep you posted. That's going to be an ongoing theme about the Parliament. Again, that's the Parliament Minute. We'll also give you some details about specific guys in our league and shit that we got to fucking deal with as players in the league tend to just cause a lot of commotion. So I think any good story that pops up, we'll do that. Quick minute before we go, Forrest, Home Run Derby and All-Star Game, MLB All-Star Game. You give a shit?
No. I couldn't tell you one player that's actually... I'm assuming Aaron Judge is going to be in the Home Run Derby.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm going to assume... Is my boy Justin Bauer in the Home Run Derby?
Justin Bauer is in the...
Justin Bauer, excuse me.
Yes,
he okay. is. Is... Nope, I'm out. I got no more guesses for you. So,
Giancarlo Stanton is also in there.
Giancarlo. Where is the All-Star Game this year?
Miami.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So Blackman's also in it.
Okay.
Sanchez, the catcher for the Yankees, is also Gary. There.
Gary
Sanchez. I don't know. There's one more person. I'm not 100% sure who. But either way. But
to answer your question, do not give a shit.
I've always thought that the MLB needed to do something also, like a skills competition or something.
But it doesn't matter. The NBA does skills competition.
And it's like the best part. Can you imagine if there was like a race of the fastest guys from home to home?
Gordon.
That would be incredible. Or Billy Hamilton. Or like if you got like a center fielder who had to throw it like in a bucket from center field to home or something.
Or like or robbing home runs over the fence.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't, that'd be tough. But yeah, something like that. Or like around the horn or something. Like that would be, I think, really cool. And also like from someone who enjoys baseball and played baseball, like I think if I was a kid watching that, I'd be like, oh dude, I'd want to see them throwing around the horn and seeing how fast they can, you know, do these. And like, I don't know, it just make me, I would love that shit.
I will say this. The one event that I've always loved since I was a little kid, which no one cares about, celebrity softball game.
Celebrity softball game. Was that today? Or was that tomorrow?
No. It's going to be during the week.
I think it was today.
It's always during the week.
Oh, it is? Okay, because there was some sort of softball or baseball game that happened today, and I saw a tweet that, I forget who did it, but they were like severely disappointed, this user, because Vlad Guerrero was there wearing batting gloves. I knew there was something going on. Either way, I'm with you. All-Star game, couldn't really give a shit about. Home Run Derby, I tend to watch here and there. I think it's cool that it's going to be Stan and Judge, because I just want to see how far these guys can fucking hit it. Considering Aaron Judge hit a 490-foot homer this year, I think that's pretty unreal to do that in a game.
Giancarlo, I think, hit 61 home runs last year.
Yeah, see, it's getting a little... They need to figure something out.
Yeah.
But get some fans in there. Fuck it. Let them hit some bombs. See what happens. For like $1 million. You hit one out, you get $1 million.
I can nominate a friend if I can get take half the cut.
I know a guy. Awesome. This one's in the books. Thanks, everybody. Forrest, any last words?
Yeah, thanks again to our sponsor, Cafea, and to our boy, Chill Gabe, for some theme music. Chill Gabe. Play us out.
Come on, Chill Gabe. Hit it.